Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, bringing you an exercise that helps you focus better. And because we have to start with wherever you are, with all the different things going on, with your focus, which might be blurry, or it might simply be moving very quickly between different things, it will take a few minutes to talk you into a state where you are able to simply think and see clearly the thing that is in front of you, the thing that you need most to give attention to now. So let's begin by thinking about what we mean about focus. And of course, we don't just mean visual focus. We mean that sense that our brain is seeing clearly the patterns, is interpreting, is not confused and not distracted and not pulled, but is simply doing its best work. And I'm going to suggest that we need at least three elements to build the state where this is possible. And the first is to be wide awake and alert now. So think of a time you know you were alert, when your senses were in high gear, when there was this vivid connection between you and your observation of what was going on in you or around you. Think of being alert. Got that? A specific time, a specific place where you were really alert. And now, some of those times you were alert might have some stress involved. And stress wastes energy because it takes an enormous amount of energy to maintain all that tension, all that extra tension. So what we want next is to be alert and relaxed. And I don't mean relaxed the way you are in bed at night. I don't mean relaxed in front of the TV with a bowl full of popcorn. What I mean is, think of a time when you were doing something energetic that was also relaxing, a time when you were not expending extra energy, but you were at play instead of at work. And for some people, there's a sport involved. For some people, there are other people and movement involved. For some people, there is nature involved. But I want you to think of a time you had that lovely, relaxed energy and go there now. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel, and get in touch with what you are like when you are so present and engaged that you are also relaxed. And now think of a time, because you could be alert and relaxed but not do anything. So think of a time you were motivated, a time when it was really clear what you wanted and you were really compelled to take action to make it happen. So go back to that experience of being motivated. See what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel, and be motivated. And now notice that just by listening to the sound of my voice, you can be alert and relaxed and motivated all at once. And in this state of relaxed, motivated acuity and alertness, you are ready to think about the thing you want. Because if you don't know what you want, it's impossible to know where to place your focus. So think of that thing that you want that is driving you now. Think of what you will see, what you will hear, what you will feel as you make this thing real. And just allow images and sounds and feelings to come into your awareness that represent this task completed, this goal achieved, this desire fulfilled. Got it? Great. Now, the easiest way to focus is not to stay focused. If you try that with your eyes, you'll find that you soon go cross-eyed. But to keep returning to focus from multiple different points of view. And this gives us both the advantage of focus on a central point and the advantage of moving around a situation so that we have all the information we need to take action effectively. So we're going to practice very quickly in just a moment or two, returning our focus to that central point rather than holding it there. So just imagine that we are sitting together at a movie theater. There is a really big screen out in front of you. And on that screen, there's a picture of that thing you just imagined, that thing you want, that thing you desire, that thing that is motivating you. And just see a picture of that on the screen and take a moment to make that really clear. Because it's a movie theater and a projector, it's easy to adjust the focus so that it is vivid, high definition, bright colors. You got that? All right. We'll turn the projector off, clear the screen. And when the projector comes up, see, something has been pulling at you. Something that isn't what you want, it's just what's there. And as you notice it, also notice in the bottom right-hand corner, there is a picture of that thing you want. And you can let your eyes be drawn to it now and notice that even though it's tiny, it's vivid and clear. And as you look at it, it becomes bigger and bigger, brighter and clearer and more comfortable until it completely covers the other picture, takes over your whole screen, and then swish, blank the screen. And when you open your eyes, it may be the same thing or a different thing that pops into mind that is coming between you and the thing you want, the kind of focus you want. But as you look at that picture, you do see in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen a small, intense, beautiful picture of the thing you want. And as you look at it, it grows bigger and brighter and bigger and more comfortable and clearer until it takes over your whole field of vision and swish, clear the screen. And again, open your eyes and allow you to see something that has distracted you, that has pulled you out of focus. And as you see that in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, see something bright and bold and vivid that gradually moves up, takes over the screen, over your field of vision. So all you can see is this clear, beautiful picture of what you want, and close your eyes, clear the screen. And one more time, open your eyes. See something that's distracting you. And as you do, you know where to look. The bottom right-hand corner, there's that picture of the thing you want. It's clear and high definition. And it is getting bigger and brighter and brighter and bigger until it is all you can see. And clear the screen and come back, all the way back. And now think about this. Think about this simple process we've done in less than 10 minutes. When you want better focus, create it first by creating the state in which you can focus. And I have suggested you need to be at a minimum alert and relaxed and motivated. And when you feel all of that, then with that alertness and that relaxed motivation, take a good look, represent that outcome you want, that desired outcome, that new future, and make it big and bright and beautiful. Put in your feelings and your thoughts, sound, and then let that go, and then just practice going there. By putting on a big movie screen anything that might distract you from your outcome, and then let your outcome gradually take over until whatever happens, whatever comes to mind, whatever distracts you, you are able to quickly reestablish your focus on the future you want. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.